Giel 643. 3 years after Dimfna's martyrdom, pilgrims flock to the little town seeking the Gaelic saint's spiritual intercession. But what became of Dimfna's friends? And what became of Mila?
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Saint Dimfna. Episode 5, Lily of Eru. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
This series made possible in part by the National Shrine of St. Dimfna in Massillon, Ohio. For info or to plan a visit to the National Shrine, go to thesaintspodcast.com/shrine. thesaintspodcast.com/shrine.
You promised you'd leave out the martyrdom part.
I'm skipping it right now.
Oh.
I wasn't there.
Was she very scared?
Dimfna? No. She loved God too much to be scared of death. She wanted to be with him.
Is that it? That's the whole story?
No, we're just getting to the good part. I finished my chores at the inn as the storm rolled through. No one came by. No one even walked by our door. Everything seemed so still. While I waited and hoped Damon would come in, or Alice would walk through the door and start talking about how another Gaelic stranger had arrived in Giel. But she didn't. As soon as the storm passed, I went back up to the caves.
Dimfna? Dimfna?
Who's that?
It's Maeve, Mila.
Where's Dimfna?
She's with her mother.
With her mother?
And yours.
What do you mean? She was hiding right here.
He found her. And Father Gerbrin.
No.
Let's go back to the inn, Mila.
Tell me.
Coleman?
Damon found them in the caves. Father Gerbrin stood between him and Dimfna, but Damon killed him. When Dimfna refused to marry him yet again, Damon...
martyred our sweet girl for her purity.
No.
Look at me, Mila.
He couldn't.
Come on, Mila. Let's go.
Dimfna is safe in our Lord's arms now.
Safe with St. Patrick. Dimfna and Patrick will keep their pagan people on the trail of gold.
Mila! Mila, my child, where have you been?
Father, Dimfna's dead.
What?
Yes.
The girl?
It's a long story.
What happened?
It was Damon.
Where is he?
Gone. He won't come back here.
Did he come back?
I never saw him again.
Thank God. But what happened to Coleman and Maeve?
They're still here in Giel, telling her story. I remember the first time Coleman spun Dimfna's story for us. The whole town was gathered in the inn, clamoring to know what had happened at the caves that day.
This is outrageous. I want the facts.
Lewis, pour me an ale. And a second. I will need it.
One for me too, please. Word travels fast around here.
Looks like the whole town is here.
Father?
It's time to tell them.
All right, Mila. But there will be no end of questions once the story is out.
They should know Dimfna's story.
Fine. Would you all quiet down? My Gaelic friends have a story to tell you.
I'll say they do.
Have a drink, Alice.
You tell them, Coleman.
Who is Coleman?
I was the fool in King Damon's court.
That makes sense.
Shush.
In Aigru, I told many tales, true and false, for the entertainment of the king's court. I juggled for the princess and clowned for the queen.
Hurry up and get to the end. I haven't got all night.
Sure you do, Albert.
This is the tale of the Lily of Aigru, a maid from the Isle of the Saints. Though King Damon was a pagan, Dimfna's mother was a devout Christian, renowned for her piety and her great beauty. Dimfna was like her mother, the jewel of her home. Every affection and attention was lavished upon her from birth. She was tutored by her mother and our saintly Father Gerbrand in the teachings of the faith and baptized when she was a wee girl. When she was 14, Dimfna, like so many other noble maidens before and after her, chose Christ for her divine spouse and made a vow of chastity.
Dimfna's story spread quickly. Miracles happened when the sick in spirit came on pilgrimage and begged her intercession. Our sweet saint spends her heaven looking out for people like you and me.
I know. That's why I came.
Dimfna is a powerful friend. The miracles I have seen, Genevieve.
Tell me about them.
There was a little girl who came here. Sweet girl, but she had an illness and sometimes her eyes would roll back and her body would freeze. And after, she couldn't remember what happened.
I saw someone like that once. It was frightening.
She prayed at Dimfna's tomb and it never happened again. I could tell you so many more miracles. Like when Jesus cast out demons and healed the sick, it all happens right here, in this cave. Prayers are answered through Dimfna's intercession.
She didn't answer my prayer.
She brought you here.
I prayed the novena. Nothing happened.
What did you expect?
I expected a miracle.
Well, you got a friend instead.
What?
Come on, come see the inn. It'll be full to bursting this time of day.
All right.
Who came with you?
My brother. But he's gone now.
Oh. Would you like to stay with me then?
What do you mean?
My father and I have a lot of strangers coming through the inn now. We could use another hand to help. And you could stay with me.
Are you sure?
Very sure. We take in all Dimfna's friends. Some stay for a few weeks, some never leave. Alice and Albert have a couple living with them, and Elsa's willing to open up her home at any hour. But not many people take her up on it. She's not a very good cook.
I counted 15 pilgrims coming to pray to Dimfna today.
I had at least 10 come by my market. Mostly French. A few Gaels.
I've had to start taking coins. Business was too good to pass up.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I never thought I'd see it.
Ah, Mila, I need your help. Pour Albert an ale and get more food from the back room.
Yes, Father.
Did you bring a friend?
Genevieve. She might need to stay with us for a while.
All right, then. Have her pull up a chair.
I'll be back in a minute. Make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Are you Mila?
No.
Oh. I wanted to hear about Dimfna.
I could tell you.
Can you? I want to hear the whole story. I've only heard bits and pieces. Is it true she flew up into the air like an angel?
No. She kept both feet on the ground.
You know the story?
Yes. I can tell you about the Lily of Eru, the heart of Giel.
Dimphna was canonized in 1247 and declared the patron saint of the mentally ill. In 1286, the Infirmary of St. Elizabeth was founded in Geel to help care for the pilgrims to Dimphna's tomb. The people of Geel transformed the town into a refuge for the mentally ill, taking them in as boarders. The quiet and effective way the people of Geel care for those with mental illnesses through foster family care has become an international standard, studied to this day. Dimphna's legacy of healing and hope lives on in Geel, Belgium, and witnesses to her presence as our friend in heaven. Saint Dimphna, pray for us.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson from the Merry Bakers. Thank you for listening to The Saints. To listen to more thrilling adventures, go to thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Bakers is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.